objective of the program is to enable refugees to diversify their food and also to boost the local economy at large. During pilot phase, we are going to cover 10,000 individuals, and we are expecting to reach 50,000 by mid of the year and 100,000 by end of the year.
And how are you planning to transfer that money to the refugees in the camps?
We don't expect any insecurity-related issues because the money is being transferred to their mobile phone and they will be withdrawing depending on what time they want to spend the money.
Is there any other support that you're providing to the refugees besides the cash transfer? And how much are we talking about to each of these 10,000 refugees?
Yeah, we're expecting for each 10,000 refugees, the transfer value will be 20,000 per person per month. And then the amount will cover to buy 5 commodities, a maize meal, pulses, and salt, vegetable, and fish. And also WT will continue providing in-kind for 2 commodities, oil and soybeans.
And why have you decided to have this option now and not any time earlier?
Cash-based transfer is a market intervention. In Nyarugusu camp, for instance, Congolese have been there for more than 20 years. And then WT has been provided them with the same kind of commodities. So we thought that this is the right time there for them to enable them to procure food around the villages, to enable them to procure food of their preference, and to enable also to build the local economy.
You have been working in the camps for a long time, and you're talking about the Congolese being there for over 20 years. Briefly explain to our listeners, what do the refugees do inside the camps? What happens inside there? Do they just sit down? Is there any activity? What kind of things, what kind of life do they live in there?
The government policy or internment policy that the refugees are not allowed to go outside the camp. Inside the camp, they are doing small kitchen agriculture, kitchen gardening, producing vegetables, and also they are doing some handcraft and small business. So most of them, or most of the time, they depend on the WFP support.
And besides the Canadian government, is there any other partner who is willing to support this program? Do you have a long-term plan, for instance?
Yeah, a long-term plan that is still discussing, negotiating, or consulting various donors to request them to join the cash program. We have a lot of donors. Currently, WFP is discussing with the European Union, Japan, and the other countries to ensure that they support the program. Most of the refugees, they want to join, they want cash, because it gives them a chance to diversify their food and then to look for other kind of food they prefer. So WFP is discussing with other donors.